The associations that some of us have with some of the recipients, I have a feeling ours goes back a fraction further than anybody's. 3 years in Griffith Dormitory.
No, four.
No. 1 year in Nyford. Senior year was in Nyford. Want to bet? Oh. Microphones are in front of me. I'm right. I'm right this time.
Ask now, Kathy.
Kathy, senior year, where'd we live? Senior year, where did we live? Nyford. Now, also, I want to begin by apologizing for some mistakes that I might make a number of times through here. Just the other day, true story, I got a phone call from Charlie Morin.
No.
A previous trustee at Knox College, an alum, and we talked about the three of us working right below where we are now in admissions, yeah. Chuck Cartman, Charlie Morin, and me. Yeah. And as I go through here addressing Charles Cartman repeatedly, if I slip and say, Chuck, it's no disrespect whatsoever. I promise you, without fail, I will try to make the adjustment. Charles Cartman graduated from Knox College in 1970, the best graduating class at Knox College in the 20th century, and went on to earn a Master's of Science in Foreign Service from Georgetown University. Charles has had a long and distinguished career in diplomacy and international security, first with the U.S. Department of State, and then with the multinational effort to resolve North Korea's nuclear program, one of today's most sensitive strategic impasses. In his 26 years with the State Department, he served many roles, including U.S. Special Envoy for the Korean Peace Talks, Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for East Asian and Pacific Affairs, and Deputy Chief of Mission at the U.S. Embassy in Seoul. Charles has received the State Department's highest honors, including Superior Honor Awards, the James Clement Dunn Award for Outstanding Service, the Secretary's Distinguished Honor Award, and the Secretary's Distinguished Service Award. In 1998, he received the Institute for Korean American Studies Liberty Award. After retiring from the Department of State in 2001, Charles served as the Executive Director of the Korean Peninsula Energy Development Organization, known as I asked him tonight, KEDO, K-E-D-O. Known as KEDO, the multinational effort sought to freeze and ultimately dismantle North Korea's nuclear program in exchange for alternate energy sources, including a multi-billion dollar supply of crude oil. He left KEDO in 2005 when North Korea terminated its negotiations with the organization. Charles is recognized for his experience on Northeast Asia, having earlier specialized on Japanese affairs, working as a political officer in the embassy in Tokyo. Consul General in Sapporo, and twice in the Office of the Japanese Affairs at the Department of State. He has held a variety of other positions focused on Asia, in the Department on Political Military Affairs for the Undersecretary of Political Affairs, and on loan to Congress. That would worry me. Charles's work has provided him the opportunity to meet five American and four South Korean presidents, Emperor Hirohito, Kim Jong-il, prime ministers, cabinet members, and parliamentarians beyond counting. Most recently, Charles has been an adjunct senior research associate at Columbia University and co-leader of the KEDO Oral History Project, a joint program of Columbia University and the Stanley Foundation. I am truly honored to present Charles Cartman with the 2009 Alumni Achievement Award for his achievements in diplomacy.
Congratulations.
You know, it seems a little unfair to be nominated by one's old friend, as I was by Tim, Coach Hyman. When we arrived as freshmen and were living together in Griffith, And I, of course, guys are guys, and they can never show any affection. But Tim was somebody, maybe more than any other of my fellow students, that I looked up to. He was already mature. He was a great athlete, one of Knox's best. He was already embarked on a lifetime commitment to his beautiful wife and ready to set down roots in Galesburg that would last a lifetime. And I can't imagine anybody who was more different from me, who had a life as a tumbleweed and couldn't get a date at Knox if I was willing to pay $1 million. And as some of you may have noticed, I'm now in a second marriage and have a 2-year-old up front. I want to add my thanks to President Taylor and all others here. You know, I've enjoyed reading about other alumni who've been honored in the past with these achievement awards, but I never expected to be a part of this occasion myself. In fact, this is my first visit back to Galesburg since I left for Washington and graduate school 37 years ago. And not because I had anything but affection for Knox, but as a result of the career that I had embraced. I cannot express how deeply moved I am that my old friend and dorm mate, Coach Hyman, not only remembered me after so many years, but chose to nominate me for this honor. I thank you again, Tim. In truth, I can't say that anyone should have foreseen back in the late 60s that this small, nerdy college student would become, well, a small, nerdy diplomat. One who toiled for 30 years dealing with a part of the world I had not even thought about until I studied under the late Professor Mickey Hane here at Knox. I was really just a kid from the south side of Chicago with no known skills, but possessing some small store of intellectual fuel, waiting to be ignited by Mickey and also by the late Howie Wilson, whose passing I also mourn, along with Steve Bailey and Harlan Gowdy and their colleagues. Knox was also a chance to learn from my fellow students, who then as now came from all over. Naturally, I was closest to those I lived with at Griffith House, and I made a special point today of confirming that that dorm is still in use, but it was locked and I couldn't get in. Living at Griffith at that time, maybe Tim can bear this out at least, was an experience somewhere between Animal House and Hogwarts. And the less said about that, the better. I'm sure I'm not the first standing here who felt that he was cheapening the coin of the Achievement Award. At the peak of my career, confirmed as ambassador and special envoy, I was given the task of negotiating an end to the armistice that had been in place on the Korean Peninsula since 1953. After several years of talks in Geneva, I can set your minds at ease and report that I did no harm. The armistice is still in place. The war did not resume. I then became the head of that international organization. I coached Coach Hyman to say keto. Yeah, you say tomato, I say tomato. Headquartered in New York, no, not that behemoth on the East River, but a far tinier one, keto, whose mission was to build 2 light water nuclear reactors in North Korea as a quid pro quo for their non-proliferation cooperation. That deal did eventually collapse. North Korea now has nuclear weapons. Kido was disbanded, and the reactors, of course, are unfinished. Although I will maintain that the Bush administration had a lot to do with all of that, it still paints my so-called achievement with melancholy colors. For my sins, I had spent a decade dealing with North Korea. I had thought I was helping to make lasting progress with that most difficult of adversaries, only to discover that the policies of any administration can be all too ephemeral. All that had been done was undone, and we are further from the goal of a nuclear weapons-free North Korea today than ever. I'd like to conclude on a happier note, by introducing my wife, Dr. Yoon-hee Choi. And our daughter, Caroline. Yoon-hee is a graduate of the prestigious medical school of Korea University in Seoul, but there's still hope that Caroline may someday join the ranks of Sidewashers. Thank you very much.